Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
Somewhere, is there a good man here? I didn't know Good Day. I don't even know who that group is, but I'm sure
this
somebody recognizes.
Pilot.
Who is it? There it is! The highlighted portion of the early part of this Hour of the Good Day program, which wishes you a good day. That's what we're all about here. Talk that concerns the day, and sometimes it concerns the week, sometimes it concerns the month, sometimes it concerns the year, items that are of interest and import, things that you maybe haven't heard discussed, and approach to things that is of interest and import. That's what we're all about. We promise that on the Good Day. That's in our, I think that's our DNA code, isn't it, Jay?
Absolutely.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's right there. DNA Plus. That's what we have. We have DNA Plus. Woo-ah. All right. So let's see what we have going on here today in terms of thinking about where we are in this big, wide, wonderful world, because we're still sort of focused on nature because it's Earth, something about the Earth Day. Where I think it shouldn't just be Earth Day or Earth Week or Earth Month. It should be, we always think about Earth and the mother. This is the mothership, if you will. Nature is a teacher. I know as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, that I'm taught things every single day, especially this time of year as things are beginning to grow. And you watch them as they change literally from day to day. It's really very cool. Starting to plant things.
Mm-hmm.
I would be planting hay, be planting corn. The cows are out in the pasture, and they love the green grass, and they're growing bananas. And so there's the animal kingdom, of which we are a part. And there are treasures that we can understand perhaps better, or at least it seems we can understand them better, although the animal kingdom's pretty good about understanding, you know, the cows now don't have to eat hay. They go out in the field and they eat the grass. They understand that. Tastes yummy. And so that is something they have in their mind. It's ingrained in their DNA. And so what do we have ingrained in ours? We breathe better, don't we? We feel like we all, even though there's a lot of pollen in the air and there's,
oh my goodness,
stuff,
yes, cars have that neon green tint to them.
Right. Kind of all that yellow powdered stuff. It's on them. But still, it does give us a chance to be sort of optimistic. We feel good. The sounds of spring, right? The environment of birds and crickets and things, even the cicadas. Although I think we could probably do without them.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine a world.
Animals,
say what,
ducks, the baby animals, the baby
bunnies,
oh, yeah, and the baby quack, ducks.
Quack, 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 quack.
Yes.
I have ducks on,
yeah,
my farm. I love the ducks. Quack, 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 quack. They're always around. Quack. They see you driving. Quack, 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 quack. So it's good. It's cool. Enjoy all of the sounds of the spring because it's such an important component. It's almost musical tapestry when you open the windows in the morning and you hear the birds and all the sounds that are out there. And, you know, if you're someplace close to where the ground is being broken for planting, it's kind of a museum, in a sense. You find all kinds of, look at all the times in the last few months we've been talking about people who have found things when they are out exploring, right? They go, they find this on the seashore. Here's a very interesting discovery. a time capsule from 1920 discovered in a Minnesota high school. Time capsules, man, they are. I think we don't think much about them today. I remember there were a lot of time capsules that were part of my growing up. They built a new school and they put something in a brick in the corner of one of the, you know, the front sides of the school. So anyway, in Minnesota, this particular discovery, if you want to call it that, found during the demolition of an old building.
I never thought about that part, that, like, no. Whenever we're doing time capsules, because we did, I remember one of my school years, I think it was elementary school, we did a time capsule. And yeah. I always thought, when it comes time to open it, like, they know where it is, they know when they're supposed to open it. It never dawned on me that these things get lost, they don't communicate that, hey, there's a time capsule here, and it's not until people, like, randomly stumble across it.
Yeah, and that's what happened here. Demolition of the old building, the old high school. And you see a lot of that now, tearing down the schools. We're doing that in my town. You see it where they have a school that was built in 1920. Oh, that's not good for the students anymore. Why? Why can't you just update it? And then you have something that has some... The schools are not built to... Yeah, there may be things building... the tools that are used maybe a little bit better, but there's something about the statuesque look of an old building that is very cool. We have my old junior high school, which used to be the high school here in town, is going to be redone. It was built, I think it was built around, it was 100 years ago or a little bit more. So they're going to keep the facade, this is amazing how they do this. They're going to keep the facade, and they're ripping the guts of the building out and building a courtroom inside. But it'll still look the same outside.
That's cool. I like when they do stuff like that.
Yeah, also, I do too.
It's not as disruptive to the learning and process and stuff, because it's not like they're trying to go to school while there are also workers there trying, you know, with the loud tools, trying to do different things. It's like the students can still be learning while they're building the new school, and once the new school is ready, they just all... move all their stuff over, and then they can start working on the old place.
Speaking of disruptive, we have the continuation of all these protesters, and in fact, the crackdown at Columbia University is an example, it seems to me, this week of what ought to be done immediately at all of these schools, cracking down on the campus disturbances, because, hello, some students are actually there because they want to learn. They are not interested in protesting, although the protesters, if they're doing a peaceful, intelligent job of it and actually educating people as to what the issues are and maybe what you think. But instead, the protesters at many of these schools have overtaken buildings. At Columbia, they overtook an administrative building. They were arrested, taken out of the building by the police. They'll face charges. This is something, let's think about this as related to January 6th, shall we? The impact of peaceful protesting and what you do with the people who don't peacefully protest. Because there was a group of people in Washington that day who were peacefully protesting. They didn't like what was going on, and so they get caught up in this other huzzarai that was going on, the people who wanted to do damage, the angry people, the people with guns, and the tools of destruction. So one wonders, if you look at the history of takeovers, and I'm using January 6th, but there are a lot of them, the people will say, well, look back at the American Revolution. We had guns. And they were protesters, but we used the guns to actually get the job done. And I don't know, how do you argue with that? Manner of speaking, because the guns and the violence is what got the British out of here. They weren't going to leave on their own. But there were a lot of people who didn't want to have that kind of a revolution at that time. There were a lot of people who didn't want to have January 6th. And in between, there's been plenty of stuff. The Civil War was a protest against slavery, right? The Spanish-American War in 1812 was a protest against immigration. Believe that. Go back that far. And fast forward to to, I don't know whether you could say the World War One or World War Two. I suppose that was a protest in a manner of speaking, but I think you get my drift. So, going back to what's going on in the college world, the encampments, the squatters.
Well, a lot of those aren't even the college students.
Yeah, no, right there.
Honestly, you know who is educated? Ivy League college students, even if they are protesting. They are educated, and they know what they're protesting, and they fully believe in the cause.
And I'm not sure about that.
At once that if, just because you're protesting the war in Gaza or protesting against the complete destruction and killings across the board, because what happened on October 6th, was it
7th.
Unacceptable. What's happening with the killing of all of these innocent people? Unacceptable. And you could take it as far as what's going on, what you've mentioned, Doug, with Russia and Ukraine. Unacceptable. Some people are protesting war in general, but there has to be a name put with everybody. So if they're protesting the war, then suddenly they're anti-Semitic. They're a self-hating Jew. Like, it's just one of those things of, I don't know, like, nobody can just, I don't want to say peacefully talk to each other, because that sounds naive. I hear how that sounds.
Well, no, but nobody still wants to listen. There's no discussion. It's I'm right and you're wrong. It's the same kind
of
thing.
On both sides, yes.
Right, yes. Yeah, I mean, it's just a continuum of all of this stuff that's going on. The Republicans and Democrats, the Jews and the Christians, or the Jews and the Muslims, not the Christians. Christians are pretty supportive of the Jewish state for the most part. But it's that sort of thing. My daddy's bigger than your daddy. You know, it's like, hello. Maybe that's part of our DNA. We're talking, kind of kidding about having the good day DNA. I don't think that way. I don't pay attention. I don't involve myself in stuff like, even though I'm an anarchist at heart. There's nothing about what's going on pretty much anywhere in our government that I think is cool. And we ought to change it, but not by shooting somebody. 18 after the hour, this is Good Day.
No matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com. Or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Why is it the older we get, it feels like good quality sleep becomes harder and harder to come by? It just becomes more difficult to get that well-rested look when you wake up in the morning because you're not really feeling well-rested. My Pillow can change that. As somebody who suffers from chronic illness, sleep and quality sleep is really hard to come by. But here's the thing. My Pillow is probably one of my favorite items in my home. I love My Pillow's pillow. It is one of those things where I can change the shape of it to really cradle my neck if that's what I'm needing. The My Pillow pillow is just so incredible, but that's not all they are known for. They have mattress toppers. They have down comforters. They have blankets. It is like the quality sleep shop. I also have a pair of My Slippers. They are the most comfortable things. It is like walking on clouds. Check it out. You can also get into their biggest sale ever where you can save up to 50%. Just enter the promo code DS when you go to MyPillow.com.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single sea.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
That I'm excited about Kate Hudson singing, but I think it's kind of fun to, you know, you have someone that in your mind is this, right? This woman is an actress. She's a daughter of Goldie Hawn. Mm-hmm. She's very she's very good.
And we know she can sing because she's sung in many of her roles.
In movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So now there is the focus on, or the discussion, if you will, of her taking this long trip to take the musical talent that she has and build an album around it of good songs. The album's called Glorious. So she has said during a number of her interviews that somebody told her that she was too old to make music.
And this was like 15 years prior. She has been wanting to do music for a long time, and in her early, she's 45 now, in her early 30s, they were like, you can't suddenly become a pop star. You can't suddenly put out an album and become
a singer.
You're too old for this.
Them.
Unfortunately, a lot of people, in general, but especially to women, women have an expiration date that is much earlier than men. And she is saying, you know what? Watch me. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Isn't that interesting? You refer to it as an expiration date. By the way, we're in the social media section of this hour of the Good Day program. And in this time, we go through a lot of the trending lists to see what celebrity news there is and whose names are plural in the list. And so she's back in the list again. As she's been very forthright saying, blank you, to people who say, well, listen, you can't make music. Yeah, I think she's good. Frankly, I like it. It's kind of a nice, smooth, poppy sound that you don't
kind of
get.
Kind of folksy in a way.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like everything else, as I say frequently, and some people agree with me and some people don't agree. Well, that's fine. I think most of the music that's produced today sounds like the same beat, sounds like the same music. No matter who produces it, it all sounds the same and has for a number of years. But I thought when listening to that anyway, it was cool and different and familiar, yet different but familiar in the same at the same time. And so good for her. I like it when somebody... See, this is back to our discussion we were having, Jay, a few minutes ago about how you do your up yours to people. And this is a good example. I'm going to show you. And maybe that's the kind of thing when people are protesting, here's the way that I would like to see it done, or we would like to see it done. Not just tear down what's going on now, but what's the better way of doing it? What's the better way of looking at an issue or a problem, right? That's the way I would think that it ought to be. That's in an evolving world of people who think. And so congratulations to Kate Hudson. The birthday of one of the children, remember Kobe Bryant and Vanessa Bryant? I know people have almost forgotten about
Kobe
this.
And his daughter Gianna, unfortunately passing in that crash,
Right. And she would have been 18 this week. So Vanessa is celebrating with the release of a new shoe. Why not? She still has the Kobe Nike thing. That is a big part of how they earn their living. I'm sure they were left fine, but it's a black, white, and gold, sort of a butterfly theme. So if you're interested, you're looking for something like that, I suppose. Yeah, but more importantly, I've not forgotten about it, but I haven't had it on my mind. It's certainly something that it startled us when it happened. It sure did. It absolutely startled all of us. Okay, let's see what we can do as we continue to produce the Good Day program here at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson believes the anti-Israel protests at Columbia University have spiraled out of control, saying the demonstrations have surpassed protected free speech.
We desperately need, the country needs, clear moral authority. We need the President of the United States to speak to the issue and say this is wrong.
He and other top Republicans have demanded the university's president resign over the escalating situation. House Democrats have announced their opposition to any attempt to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. Democratic leadership said their conference will move to table a motion by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to vacate Johnson's position if it is brought up for a vote. Walmart is closing all 51 of its healthcare centers and discontinuing virtual healthcare services. This strategic shift by the largest U.S. retailer could create a gap in healthcare access, especially for lower-income patients without insurance. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio, let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
Last night I hear you dancing, came dancing to my door. Last night the little angel came pumping on the floor. Said it home, baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. We call in the midnight.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Oh, what's that? That's from Dr. Frankincense, as some people call him. Frankincense. I like frankincense better.
Along with Professor Myrrh.
Yes, right, exactly. Let's see, frankincense, myrrh. That was the other one. The third one was gold, wasn't it? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I think that's what they were bringing. Dr. Gold, I assume. This is the Crazy Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, brought to you by Progressive Insurance, in part. Insurance for motorcycles and boats and RVs, right? I have to remind you of that, I suppose, maybe because they've asked me to make sure that you know that you can get there. People are always... It's the power of suggestion. You know, that's really, one of the things that's great about radio, there is this continuing focus. It's called frequency and reach in terms of advertisers. And the more you say something, it is proven by research that people will pay attention. It may be that somebody's listening to the program for the first time. They're trying to figure out who you and I are. So they're not listening necessarily to the Progressive commercial, but if they've listened and they're comfortable, and now they hear, oh, I need, this is spring, and I want to get my motorcycle out, and I want to get my boat out, so, and I got to have insurance, so where do I go? Well, you can save a lot of dough if you go to 800-PROGRESSIVE, call that number, or you can go online to progressive.com. All right? You got it?
And I have pet insurance now, too.
Get it. Pet, that's right, yeah. I do have pet insurance, which is something that we all... I took Daisy to the vet yesterday because she has a shoulder issue. She's a bulldog who was, you know, I rescued her from a puppy mill, and she'd been in a cage for 2 years, never got out. So she was able... She had developed her shoulders, but she couldn't walk when I got her. She had no strength in her back end, and so as a result of that, now that she's got equilibrium, she sort of threw off one of her shoulders. So, I mean, you go into the vet. I went to Angel Memorial, which is part of the American, what is it, ASPCA. They have, it's a non-profit, but they still have, it's a huge complex. I think it was $294 to see the doctor, and we didn't get x-rays yet. But I want to make sure, like I do with me, and like I encourage you, Jay, and everyone who's listening, to know what's going on in your body. And sometimes people say, well, I can't afford that. I don't have insurance. Well, it depends on how you want to structure your future. If you don't want a future, then don't pay attention to what's going on in your body. If you want to check out, say, see you later, everybody who loves you, hey, help yourself. But if you kind of want to stick around because you're enjoying, for the most part, this existence, even though there are a lot of parts of it that are not very enjoyable, especially if you have a family of children or grandchildren, whatever, or you're growing up, you're watching your children grow, why wouldn't you want to see that to completion? And so, you know, take care of yourself, but you take care of your pets, too. Mm-hmm. They, in many instances, are your best friends. And they're very forgiving, that we all know, right?
Oh, talk about unconditional love. Like, yep. Your pet loves
fabuloso.
You have had the worst day, and you get home, and you immediately get a smile on your face when you see that little butt wiggle because they're so
there
happy
it is.
To see you.
Yep, happy. Here's something I'm not happy about. The fellow who runs the Consumer Technology Association, a guy named Gary Shapiro, went to testify this week to the House. You know, this whole business about the AM radio bill, and it now pretty much seems unstoppable. But there were a lot of people on Capitol Hill this week. There were on both sides, which is good. The bipartisan, the steamroller effect of let's protect AM radio. But then you take detractors like this guy Shapiro, who went way beyond what he needed to say to denigrate AM radio and FM radio on every level during the hearing. And you got to wonder, well, he's a paid lackey. We got that. People who run these associations, you know, they're paid to do what the people who pay for him to be there pay, you know. But he came across as a jerk. And then maybe that's part of his job. Maybe he's supposed to come across as a jerk. He looks like a jerk. He sounds like a jerk. And you know what they say? Looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, is a duck.
He must be one.
Yeah. So anyway, he opened his testimony saying that consumer choice should dictate the technologies included in cars. Okay, how about all choices? Everybody, some people don't want the stuff that's in the more modern vehicles. They want AM radio. They want FM radio. And so he said, well, there's no consumer demand for AM radio. Do you realize how stupid that is, especially in light of the stats showing how many people are listening every week to AM and FM radio? 93% of the people who live in this country are listening to a radio. And granted, very few, they don't have an AM radio per se. They say to Siri, you know, get me this radio station. Or to, what's the other one?
Alexa.
Alexa, yeah. Alexa, find me WLW in Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
right? Or WABC in New York. Or WKFI in Los Angeles, or KFYI in Phoenix, or wherever, KGO. All of these stations that have loads of listeners, you can find them that way if you want to. But the fact that this guy Shapiro critiqued the broadcasting industry's claims about AM radio and how many people listen to it, he critiqued it, but he didn't offer any proof of his point of view. He said only 1% of the people in this country listen to AM radio. How the hell do you know that? You didn't present, here's a research paper that was done by the Pew people. Nah. He used his time to voice his support for performance fees for radio. Okay, you want to listen to the radio? Then pay for it. Yeah, right. This guy is, okay, Doug, calm down.
It's so absurd.
Oh, my God. Woo! All right, speaking of things that are absurd, as you know, I've got this thing going with Dr. Ken Kronhaus about Ozempic and about, what is it, Wegovy, whatever these drugs are.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who have taken this stuff. It was originally it's interesting because there are a lot of drugs that are developed. It's kind of like, you know, things like electric light bulbs were developed while Edison was looking for something else. And that happens a lot. And so now the government is challenging some of the patents on Ozempic because they figure that there's so much money that has been made.
Yeah,
this is a
they want in.
Right, exactly. That's what they do. They want to get in on the action. So we have this, you know, we've from the beginning when this is one of these drugs that had somebody cleverly came up with a jingle, Ozempic. This is better.
Ozempic.
Yeah. Okay. And there you go. There is a big push. It's supposed to be 10 years, though, isn't it? You have a patent on drugs, and supposedly it's 10 years, and then it goes into the public. Say it's kind of like music, although it takes music longer to become it's public domain. So now the Federal Trade Commission has sent warning letters to 10 different drug makers this week that have these patents on the drugs for weight loss. There's also the diabetes and asthma and some of the things that repair your system. So they've challenged patents filed by Novo and GlaxoSmithKline and AstraZeneca and a bunch of other companies. They say that the patents are inaccurate and misleading. And because these drugs are being used for other things, I guess they have a point. They certainly use the patents to protect their medicines. And I get that it takes a long time and a lot of money. We have a company here in Framingham where I live that develops drugs. It's a French company. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It begins with an S. But their headquarters in America is here. And they do a lot of research here. And there's four huge buildings in which there are hundreds of people employed to come up with new drugs. That's their job.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, God knows what goes on, what kind of experimentation goes on in these buildings. But at any rate, once they get the drug and it is approved, then they patent it. And so I get that they, you know, don't want the generic drug makers to just suck off of the work that they've done. But then they've kind of hurt themselves because of these bogus patent listings. If I'm understanding this correctly, Jay, and I think I am, the problem of costs, especially, you know, generally speaking in America, we pay more than anybody else in the world for prescription drugs.
Significantly more.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
People, I mean, yes, we're always talking about college debt and all of that stuff, but a lot of people are in debt because of medical things.
Yep.
Medical debt is absolutely huge. But when it comes to specifically with Ozempic and Wegovy and these weight loss drugs, that originally, I mean, even with diabetes, it's still a weight loss drug because losing weight will help you manage your diabetes, and that's the purpose. Mm-hmm. And now that it has been approved for just general obesity, but even without diabetes, more insurance companies are covering the cost. However, if your insurance company does cover the cost, whether it is for obesity or diabetes, anything like that, it is still more difficult to get it than if you were paying out of pocket, because when you pay out of pocket, you pay more, and they get more money. Yeah. So that's why there's always these shortages, because more and more people were paying out of pocket. But it also doesn't fix a bigger issue where I have a friend who is taking Ozempic, and she is very healthy. She eats very well, has been for years, has a workout routine, has for years, has a trainer, and just wasn't losing weight. And her doctor prescribed this to her because she's like, you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. It's just not coming off. You're not gaining weight, but it's just not coming off. Right. And she didn't really experience a lot of the horrific side effects that people do. So this was really good for her. But there are other people who, I think a lot of people forget that sometimes obesity isn't just lifestyle. It's an actual eating disorder. And it's caused by an eating disorder, I should say. Not that obesity is an eating disorder, but it could be caused by an eating disorder. And just like if you get liposuction or have your stomach stapled and you don't work through the psychological reasons of why you gain so much weight to begin with, once you lose the weight and go off of everything, you're going to gain it all back because the root cause wasn't addressed.
And that's why Calitrin is as successful as it is, our advertiser Calitrin, because you get support and you keep the weight off after you lose it. That's very important. Thanks for bringing that up there, Jaybird. It's 48 after you're in Good Day.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Doug Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitrin, Calotren. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. All right, let's go over one more time as time allows. The deal 50% off in essence for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product.
Yes, and if you want to do a custom pack, or maybe you want to call and speak to one of our Calitrin consultants, tell us your specific needs. We can also build you custom packs by the phone, too. So toploss.com, or call us 833-TOPLOSS.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing unique to the Calitrin folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin to help us all be inspired as spring has sprung. Let's lose some weight.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying any...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Planning a trip? We're on a trip here. We are a trip. This is the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at the ready here with Food, Farm, and Family News at foodfarmfamily.com. We're going to keep that going, or is that going to become part of something else? I'm forgetting what we decided on Food, Farm, Family. If you don't mind.
That's a good question. I think it was half and half, but I do not know.
I think we can keep it going, if you don't mind, because I think there's a lot of people, if we keep reminding people this is where it is, but maybe they just want to get the info from us on the air, so we'll figure it out. We're trying to figure out what we, as we go forward, keep for things that will help you out. And I know when we talk about these things on the air, and in the American Family Farmer, one of the other programs I do that's on the weekend, hundreds of stations are carrying that program, then maybe we just include, maybe what we should do is have a Food, Farm, Family segment on the American Family Farmer. Aha!
That's
may be.
Smart.
There we go.
Yes.
All right. So one of the things this week that people are talking about with regard to food is the tons and tons and tons of deli meat that has been recalled all across the country. They have not... I look at the overview, you can read between the lines here, and we certainly know that there's nothing that's produced for so-called food that's immune from a recall, not even ready-to-eat deli meat. So one of these big, like ConAgra outfits that owns 900 million different packing companies and different brands and stuff, the recall affects people pretty much in every state and every region of the country, from California to Pennsylvania. So retailers have been asked to take this stuff off the shelves. Actually produced in Germany, and there's no inspection, if I understand the whole story correctly here, right? It's like prosciutto and some of these other things that are products of Germany, and they contain who knows what, but the fact that it's imported and didn't get... This is just another one of these sort of warning, these tidbits, like the Brazilian beef that comes in, and because of the lobbyists and because of the corruption in our government, the bureaucrats are able to shield the people that pay them off. I'm not saying every bureaucrat is a crook, but I'm telling you that there's a lot of stuff going on at the USDA that is not legit, put it that way. And this is a perfect example of it. Perfect example. Also at the USDA this week, they've updated the rules for school meals that limit the amount of sugar that youngsters can have, at least through the auspices of the school lunch program. And we all know that now it's not just the school lunch program. There are a lot of students that go to school in the morning and have breakfast, and they stay for after-school activities, and they get dinner. They eat all three of their meals. At least that's the way it is here in my hometown of Framingham. What about out in Cleveland, Jay? Are there youngsters that are going to school that have no other source of, yeah. Anyway, so there are 30 million students every day. We have a $22 billion nutrition budget to help what's going on in the schools. And so as a result of that, the announcement is important and has teeth. The limits on added sugars are going to come out, but they're not coming out until next year. Why don't they just say, as of now, you can't have high sugar foods, the sugary cereals, the flavored milk. You know, there's been a whole big thing. This is, shows you how ridiculous the government is, even though I'm paying attention to this.
Sugar is actually in prepared foods. Like,
yeah.
A lot of these things that came are basically freezer meals. Yeah, some places are cooking things right in the kitchen, but others are just heating things up.
Yeah, right. Steam them. They steam them. And so I remember that's what they used to do. They had a big central kitchen in our school system, and then they would bring the food around, and they'd have them in steamers so they keep them hot, that sort of thing. Kind of like what they do on the airplane, frankly. They have all the soup foods prepared. Just put them in a cooker, and they provide them to you after they've warmed them up. Flavored milk is still going to be available. This was a big to-do. Remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about why bother to serve zero-fat milk because it's of no value whatsoever? They went back to using and recommending that 90% of the milk that's offered in schools would be whole milk because it has essential nutrients like calcium and vitamin D, potassium, that sort of thing. And there's not that much, even though the flavored milk, chocolate milk, has some added sugar in it, it's not that much.
Mm.
But, you know, just drinking the whole milk is much better than not having any milk because you need, especially the kids growing up, need that stuff for their growth, their strength, and their bones and that sort of thing. So at least now we know that there is something, there's a focus on the sugars because the kids go crazy on all that sugar stuff as well in school. 59 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.